T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
930 WBEN.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Bangerman. Here's your top stories for this Saturday, December 14th. We do have winter weather on the way this afternoon. A winter storm warning starts at 2 p.m., goes until 7 a.m. Sunday for Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and southern Erie counties. A winter weather advisory also starts at 2 this afternoon, goes until midnight for Niagara, Orleans, northern Erie, Genesee, and Monroe counties. 3 to 5 inches of snow is expected there. All in all, though, nice Sunday, but don't expect the nice weather for all too long. National Weather Service meteorologist David Thomas explained.
We will have a system here later Monday night that will bring at least a few more inches of snow across portions of western New York. The exact track of the storm is still a little bit uncertain, but those bear watching here as we draw closer to the beginning of next week.
Elsewhere, a reserve deputy with the Erie County Sheriff's Office is recovering at the hospital after he was hurt while working the Bills game last weekend. Deputy Jason Mackin was hurt when a Ravens player ran into him after a play in the end zone at the tunnel end of the stadium. Sheriff Tim Howard said in a statement that working the sidelines at an NFL game can be rewarding but also dangerous. He said he offered his full support to Mackin. Anyone wanting to send the deputy well wishes and cards can do so by mailing them to the Erie County Sheriff's Office on Delaware Avenue. Another potential nail in the coffin for those pushing back against a law that would allow anyone who lives in the state to get a driver's license regardless of their immigration status. A federal court has dismissed litigation against the green light law, this time in Rensselaer County. The law will take effect on Monday. WBEN News Time is 11:02. Your First Alert forecast is after this.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio.
It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. I'm sure most of you out there remember some of the old comedians who made a career out of falling down, such as Laurel Hardy and even Charlie Chaplin. And most recently, Chevy Chase, who fell down every week on Saturday Night Live. Falling down in a movie or on TV is funny, but in real life, it's very serious. Please stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo to learn how to significantly reduce your chances of falling.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for rain mixing with and changing over to snow today, then becoming increasingly breezy, a high 39. Still breezy tonight with snow in the evening. That'll bring a storm total of 3 to 6 inches, a low near 30. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a couple snow showers, accumulating another 1 to 3 inches across ski country, a high 33. Then for Monday, rather cloudy with snow arriving at night, and a high 33. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Isaac Longley.
Still rain in the forecast. It'll switch over to snow this afternoon. 37 in Buffalo. I'm Mike Bangerman, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning once again, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and yeah, you found us here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're here every Saturday and Sunday, and we just love the fact that you're an active, participating audience. You're getting in touch with our website, you're calling the Linda line, and we always have fascinating information for you from fascinating guests. And today, well, we've got another fascinating guest. I'm so happy to have in studio Anthony Amagon, president of the Family Corporation, of course, Amagon Funeral Homes. And Anthony is really, he's a fascinating guest because you're a wealth of information, Anthony. And it's funny because I have not yet had to talk to you in a professional capacity as far as, or personal capacity, having a death in my family. But I find that you're just such a comforting person and a wise person. And I can understand where you and your family have that gift of becoming someone's family during this terrible hour of need. And I think that's, you know, you're a local person. You understand us here in Western New York. That is such a wonderful gift that you can give a family that's struggling.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's great to be here this morning.
It's true. I think you really do. You know, it's interesting, Anthony, because as we look at today's funeral, it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot, and it can change depending on what you want. And I think, like, nobody wants their wedding to be cookie cutter. They may not want their funeral to be cookie cutter as well. Do you find that?
Oh, absolutely. And our feeling is that everybody should personalize it the way they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be different hours that you have for services, where you're going to do it. We have people that are exploring new ideas all the time as to what's important to them as far as the ceremony is concerned, the celebration of the life. And it's interesting because even when I watch the younger people interact today in a funeral service,
mm-hmm.
okay, there's some traditions that never leave us. I was on a service yesterday, and the four pallbearers, they were younger, but guess what? They were all dressed in their black.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a uniform of the grieving, but
yeah.
It was also, it signified that they cared and that they were unified in what they were going to do that day. So that was something I know that was somewhat creative on their behalf.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't that they were told this, but
right.
there's a culture there that they understand. So, and then we have a service of a few weeks ago where they put in the newspaper notice, please wear bright colors, okay, to the person's service.
Interesting.
I know in different parts of the world, it's the opposite. You wear black for a wedding,
yes,
and white for a
that's
funeral.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So it just, there's a lot of different things that can enter into the thinking when it comes to planning a service.
You
don't need to limit yourself to what you always did. There's a way to explore ways to personalize it.
Do you think that may have started when, unfortunately, it's a young person that passes? That, you know, older person, I think we see more of the tradition. It's quiet, the respect. But when you see a younger person, people want to bring in the fact that this person is young, and they want to reflect that youthfulness.
I see it as that, and also here's what I think it is it's about hope. It's about the idea, you know, when especially when a life is cut short or short. I think it's any parent's fear. It's anyone who's older's fear is to bury the young.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that is not fair.
Right. It's not natural.
It's not natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is, it's about creating this feeling of hope, meaning uplifting. So that, yes, I think you could understand it that way.
You have seen so much in your life because you've helped so many people. Let me ask you this. Has that changed your faith any?
Sure. Because the first thing it does is it makes you realize life here on earth doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a clock that is ticking.
Yeah, that's right.
And that you, especially when you listen to people, and I'm sure the medical professionals will say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just, you got to live every day to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I just think that it teaches you what's important. What's important is just the simple things you do in your life, okay? Sharing a meal together, going and doing something where, like my kids.
Mm-hmm.
No place I'd rather be than hanging around with my kids, even if they don't want to be around me.
Well, it depends on how old they are. They all go through that. Yeah,
they all go through that. But you start to see them come back, too, where they'll hang around with you in the kitchen for a little bit and maybe ask you a question you didn't think they
had. Here's the good
them.
News. They'll come back.
Yes,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, they'll come back. Anthony, what about changes in the funeral industry as on the whole? Are you seeing changes? Maybe, I don't know, different companies coming in or just different ways to do things, or are certain things just not done anymore?
I think change, the first thing that's really different than before is the timing of the events.
Okay.
It's not all standard. It used to be when somebody passed away, everything stopped.
Right.
Everybody stopped, and the only concern anybody had in that family or friends was about the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are so many other other commitments in people's lives that people have to think about it. So what could change is the timing of events based on what other people's schedules are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might be a sad statement on what's going on, but it's the reality.
Yeah.
So the change in timing of events, but other than that, yeah, there's different things that happen in business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's different. Cremation has definitely changed the way people take care of services today, again, because of timing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's many people who will have latent services because they've had cremation and maybe schedule a gathering 4 months from now.
Right, right, I've heard that.
And then scheduling it more like a wedding than a funeral.
Yeah.
So, but it's all good because it's our modern world.
Right.
And as you just adapt to it, and you help people adapt to it as well.
And again, you've always been about families, and the bottom line is dignity and respect that every single family deserves. When someone comes in and they need your services, whether they're talking about pre-planning for themselves or they're coming in for a loved one, I'm just going to ask you this question. How much do people really want to know about what you do?
In what ways?
Well, I think they're like... they want to, let's say they're going to have an open casket.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need to know about something like that?
Well, here's one thing that we might be thinking about here is that there's still an art of embalming and the presentation of the deceased to the public. It's still a very large portion of the work that we do.
I agree.
And I look at it as an art.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's their final look.
It's their final look.
Right.
Okay. And there was always in school, you always learned that it was about restoring the person to a naturalness.
Right.
Okay. Preserving the person, disinfecting the person, but there's this restoration aspect of it to naturalness. And it's amazing how many times people will say, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but they really look nice.
Right.
And there's a peace that's involved there. I remember when my grandfather passed away, he and I were very close. And to have that moment with him in death, okay, that's something that's very important to family and to friends. And to speak of that, it's this... the medicine of an open casket.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away all the mystery. It's the reality of the death.
Right.
And also it will prevail a certain peace. When my grandmother passed away up in Canada, my mother didn't want an open casket. I said, Mom, can we have an open casket for us? And it wasn't because of what we do for work. But I'm at another funeral home and everything else, and my grandmother had suffered for a long time in a nursing home. Not her environment. It wasn't her home.
Right.
And then we presented her in the casket, open casket, clothed for the last time. And I remember 3 weeks after the funeral, my mother says, you know, I went in and I saw Grandma, and I'm so glad I did, because she really looked peaceful compared to the months I had with her where she didn't look peaceful.
Right. I mean, people can be ill. They can be in an accident. You know, what you think of can be a whole lot worse.
This comes out of it comes out of being a human. It's something we do. It's known that other species will do the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
To honor the dead. And it's not for everyone, but it's still a very big thing that we do today.
Yeah. And it's so important. Like you say, it's for me, it'd be my last personal appearance. So it would be very important. I would like to look as good as I possibly can, and I know people feel the same way. You know that that's the last time your loved ones will be laying eyes on you, and you're right. If you can impart them with a peaceful feeling, That's everything. I mean, they're going through so much at that point. That's everything. And that makes such a huge difference. And that's got to be very gratifying to you when you do hear that from people.
It's one of the largest compliments we receive, mm-hmm. is how nice the person looked.
Right.
There was a comedian that would do a piece about that, and it was about how the body looked. Okay. And don't I look like myself? You know? But excuse me, it's important.
It is important. We're speaking with Anthony Amagon, who he is right now part of four generations of what they do at 14 locations around Western New York. So when you talk about Anthony and you talk about Amagon, they are local. And that means a lot to a lot of people, that you're local, you know everyone in town, you know everyone else's history and what they mean to other people. So you really try to make every service as unique and as special as that person is. And you can do that these days. And you shouldn't be afraid to come in and talk to you about things like that.
We're there for you. Mm-hmm. And we have not only myself, my brother, and the rest of our family, but we have an outstanding caring staff of funeral directors who are there to assist you.
And it seems to me from my interviews with you, you'll just answer any question that they could possibly have, because that's what you're in the business of doing, helping people.
Well, it's about information.
Yeah, it is.
And it's about planning, mm-hmm. and it's about being organized. A friend of mine once said, you guys are so crisp, mm-hmm. at what you do. And I've always made that an important goal for us, to be able to help people in a succinct way, a caring way, and explore people's ideas of how to personalize for themselves. And people come to us with their own ideas,
right.
which we're more than willing to accept and help them with.
Because, you know, when you think of it, you end up being the strong one. And that's what people are depending on. Please, somebody be the strong one here. And it's you and your family and all the staff.
Bill Withers, lean on me.
Lean on me, right? That's a great line. I'm telling you, I love it. We're speaking with Anthony Amagon. Always a fascinating conversation. If you need their services, 836-6500, Amagon.com, or pre-plan Amagon.com.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Good morning once again, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Listen, whether it's information on your health, living options, financial, leisure activities, or legal issues, you're going to hear it right here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so happy to have you back with us for another great show, and I have wonderful guests to be able to share their expertise with you. Representatives of the Stamm Law Firm in studio this morning, two locations in Williamsville and Clarence. We have Brad, we have Brian, and we have Melissa Stadler, who is with us here, also a personal injury specialist. Good morning, everybody. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
And, you know, I think everybody, when we start chatting on the radio, because of your because of the way you like your clients to feel, people feel like they have a closer relationship with you. I think when people start listening to us in the morning, they go, oh, it's the Stamms. We know them. What a compliment. Because you really... I like to say, let our family help your family. And I think once someone is embraced in the Stamm Law Firm, you can help on so many levels. And that gives people a lot of confidence in you that they don't have to keep going from one attorney to the next, seeing, well, who specializes in this, who specializes in that. Let me tell you, over at the Stamm Law Firm, each attorney has experience dealing with many types of matters. And if they don't, they'll let you know. Now, today, we're going to pick up on something we started a while ago. We're talking about all of the issues that are connected with elder law, Medicaid application, estate litigation, contesting, objecting to a will, estate administration, and now nursing home negligence, which is unfortunate but necessary that you're here to help families who are concerned with that and maybe thinking this could be happening to their loved one.
You know, Linda, I think it's important for the public to understand and appreciate that in New York State, there's public health laws protecting the residents of residential care facilities, health care facilities, nursing homes. The patients and residents who live there have rights, and they are entitled to benefits because of where they live. You know, the family, or perhaps Medicaid, social services, is paying a good amount of money to a residential care facility to take care of their loved ones. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's a contract. There's rights involved, and the idea of the public health law to protect those individuals is about the well-being of the resident. And a lot of families sometimes have concern if their family members are being taken care of well.
Unfortunately, I can see people shying away from calling you because they're thinking, I can't be with my loved one 24/7. If they find out I'm complaining, are there going to be reprisals against my loved one? And that's a real worry.
Well, Linda, I'm glad you brought that up because part of the New York public health law actually provides that no discrimination is allowed against a patient that brings this type of an action. So people should rest assured that there's laws out there protecting them so that they shouldn't feel that they should shy away because they may be a whistleblower of some sort.
Exactly. Now, let me say this. How might you know if this is taking place? Are there some clues?
A lot of it, well, initially, I should say, Linda, a lot of it comes from conversation with the family members, mm-hmm. the ones that call us. And let's be honest, they're calling us because something in their mind, something doesn't seem mm-hmm. right. Something just isn't adding up. And here's the message I want them to hear. Don't be afraid to call us. Even if it doesn't lead anywhere mm-hmm. down the road after we do some investigation or ask some questions or, you know, as they say, turn over some rocks. The bottom line is we can at least get your questions or concerns answered, and that'll give you peace of mind.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it may not lead anywhere or could lead somewhere. But at least you know, as an advocate for your loved one, that you've called us who are advocates for your family.
You know, Brett, I'm really glad you said that because, you know, dealing with a law firm can be intimidating. But you are far from that. You really do say, look, if you're even thinking about something like this, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. Somebody will be there to give you an honest, educated answer to help you.
Yeah, and you know, what we're looking for in talking to the family members that are so concerned is why they're calling a lawyer, like my brother said. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of effort just to make that phone call to the lawyer to say, I want to meet with you. That means it's gotten to a serious point. And what we will do, we'll make you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You'll meet with a few of us in the family law firm, so it's, you know, you don't have that feeling of you're meeting in a stuffy office with, right, you know, a suit and tie. Mm-hmm. We're just regular people, just like you, Linda. We're lawyers, and we want to help people in,
yeah,
this community.
And I get that. I feel that. Yeah. And I know your clients do, too.
Right, and they do. And a lot of the times, in certain situations, they walk out of our office laughing and talk with, mm-hmm, everybody. But in a serious situation like this, such as a family loved one, we take it very seriously. And in our interactions with people in the community, residential care facilities and nursing homes, we have a lot of connections with those places as well. We were talking off the air. Some of these nursing homes and residential care facilities are wonderful places. Mm-hmm. And some are good, and sometimes they're bad, and sometimes they make mistakes. But we have the ability to go into those places to find out the answers for the family.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And some of the answers we're looking for, Melissa would talk to you about what some of the injuries people sustain and what the public health law provides protects these people there.
Right. And that's another important part. Injury can mean a number of different things, but under the law, it's actually defined. Injury can mean physical harm to a patient, emotional harm to a patient, death, or financial loss. So those injuries are set forth. And if you're concerned or worried about a loved one that's sustaining these type of injuries, definitely worth giving us a call.
Now, Melissa, if somebody comes to you and says, I think I'm seeing this, but I'm not sure I can prove it, you can work with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to get that information that you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The critical information that the family can usually help us get as well. But even in the records, things like that, there's usually ways of finding, you know, ooh, this was wrong here. This, mm-hmm, this, you know, broke that law. This didn't meet the standard that the Bill of Rights to the patient provides for.
I would imagine knowing that some of your clients, after they sit and they chat with you folks and they have that initial conversation, they walk out and go, I am so glad I had this conversation. I'm so glad we spoke. I'm so glad I met you folks. I feel so much better. It's a stressful time in people's lives when they need to work with an attorney. Usually when I sit down and I have to talk to somebody who represents a higher position than mine, my mind goes blank. And I bet you that happens to a lot of folks. You're not quite sure what you're going to say, and you kind of lose your place. But you folks are so calming that you can tell all you really want to do is help somebody.
Well, that would be the greatest compliment I think you would all agree with me, as a law firm can get.
Absolutely.
When people say they feel comfortable, they're so happy they, mm-hmm, came to talk to us. We love that.
Yeah.
And that's our goal. Mm-hmm. We want to open up that communication line. You know, call us, come meet with us. Wherever it is, open up that line of communication. You share what you think or what's on your mind, and we can help you from the legal perspective, give you some thoughts, give you some options. We just met with a wonderful family yesterday. There was three of us lawyers in the room with this family, and the whole goal of that meeting was to give them some thoughts and options of what they do now that their case is over.
Oh, really?
It was over, settled. And now we said, listen, we don't feel comfortable. We want to take care of you. And they wanted us to take care of them in terms of giving options and thoughts of what to do now, what to do for your future,
mm-hmm,
your kids, your grandkids, whatever it is. That's the greatest thing,
yeah,
I think.
Walk them through that as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is why you want the Stamm Law Firm on your side. Now, we're talking about nursing home negligence. We're talking about a lot that they do with elder law. And believe me, they have many attorneys, and each attorney has experience dealing with many types of matters. Bankruptcy, Melissa's personal injury, business and corporate, family business, real estate transactions, medical profession protection, SSD and SSI. At Stamm, they take great pride in handling your matter personally and directly. And even after the fact, they're going to be there with you. And that's about as all you can ask, because I'm telling you, at that point, you're friends, you're colleagues, and you kind of do feel like family. And that's what it's all about, the Stamm Law Firm. and you're listening to them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top local stories. There's winter weather in the forecast this afternoon. A winter storm warning goes until 7 a.m. tomorrow for southern Erie County and the areas south of that. Anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of that thick, wet snow is expected. We also have a winter weather advisory for the rest of the region until midnight. After that, a quiet Sunday, but the snow won't be gone for long. National Weather Service meteorologist David Thomas.
We will have a system here later Monday, Monday night, that will bring at least a few more inches of snow across portions of Western.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our exact track of the storm is still a little bit uncertain. Those bear watching here as we draw closer to the beginning of next week.
The green light law takes effect today, though the state software is not yet ready. Applications for anyone living in the state, regardless of their immigration status, begin on Monday. And Sheriff's Deputy Reserve Jason Mackin continues to recover in the hospital after he was injured while working last Sunday's Bills game. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
There's a lot of bad news connected with older adults and falling. One of them, of course, is the medical costs of older adults falling, which is now annually $60 billion a year. That's billion with a B. For many seniors who fall, the result can be a morbid fear of falling. And as a result, they limit their activities, they limit their social engagements, and this can result in further physical decline, depression, social isolation, and feelings of helplessness. Do you have a fear of falling? Don't worry. It's just a matter of balance. And speaking of a matter of balance, Erie County Senior Services is offering a new program, relatively new, that I'm involved in called A Matter of Balance. The good news is, if you do attend a Matter of Balance class, you will learn simple exercises to increase your strength and balance. It'll help you set realistic goals for increasing your activity, because being inactive results in a loss of muscle strength and balance. There's also a group class. It gives you an opportunity to talk to people, to work with people, to learn from each other, and help each other deal with the fear of falling. Sometimes statistics can be boring, but here's a few I think that are important. After taking the Matter of Balance class, 97% of the participants feel comfortable increasing their activity. 99% plan to continue the exercises they learned in the Matter of Balance class, and 98% would recommend a Matter of Balance to all of their friends. To learn more about this great new program, pick up the latest copy of After 50 magazine. Remember, we're here on Senior Radio Buffalo to make the next years the best years of your life. See you next time.
Good morning again, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and yep, you are tuned into Senior Radio. And I love the fact that a lot of you who I'm meeting these days tell me you wouldn't miss a show. Well, we've got one of those kinds of shows for you this morning. I am so happy to have back in studio Lindy Korn, local attorney. You've heard her name. You understand possibly that Lindy works with a lot of people who have suffered from discrimination of some kind, sexual harassment of some kind. And listen, when Lindy Korn listens, people talk, okay? Lindy Korn, good morning. Nice to have you in studio.
Nice to be here.
I love having you here because you call it like it is. You take on cases where you care about the people, you care about their lives, and they know it. And that's why they come to you, because I think discrimination and harassment suits are the most personal things that you can possibly talk about. These are traumatic things that have happened in people's lives. And for people to trust you with their case, their life, I think that says a lot about you, because you care about them.
It's a tremendous honor to represent courageous plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. And I always like to say most people are bystanders, but I get to represent the upstanders. And those are the people who do it for them, for their own situation, but they also want to make sure it doesn't happen to the next generation.
And Lindy, you are still breaking ground on so much of this. Whether you're someone is coming to you because they feel like they maybe have been discriminated due to their age, but men come, women come. And when we talk about sexual harassment, that is such a fluid term these days. And a lot of people might be saying, I don't know. I mean, I'm so afraid to bring this case forward, maybe because I don't sexually identify with one side or the other. How am I going to be able to talk about this in court?
Well, you know, there's a Supreme Court case that's pending that will be decided in June about, under federal law, exactly how the LGBT community will be protected or
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's right on, you know, the front line, shall we say. However, I have had the privilege of representing many persons from the LGBT community, and with issues of same-sex, with issues of homophobia. Very interestingly, there's a huge uptick in cases of religious discrimination and LGBT issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two communities in a workplace that don't hear each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a lot of combative action and bullying and gaslighting, and everybody suffers. So it's a very complex sector, both having protection
mm-hmm.
under the law for your religious freedom and for your gender identity and sex. So I just want to mention
mm-hmm.
also on the other end of, even we're talking on this radio show
mm-hmm.
of senior radio, but most seniors may have a child or a relative who's pregnant. And for any woman who has ever been pregnant, I'm going to say to you also that pregnancy issues and lactation issues and pumping at work, those issues are still issues. Why are we still
Amazing.
Talking about
right,
it?
Right, exactly.
And yet we are. So you know, and the thing that isn't happening is the women who are what we call seniors, we need to be having discussions
mm-hmm.
to help our daughter's generation, our son's generation, because the thinking is, you know, an employer doesn't want you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you if you're too old. They don't want
right,
you if you're
right.
pregnant. They don't want to accommodate
yeah.
you for breast pumping at work. Those people are not desirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So there's a synergy between the generations. And instead of not talking about it, let's talk about it. Maybe we can help each other.
We can't look at our generation that we're in like, well, we're past this. This doesn't affect us anymore. It does, because it's affecting our kids.
Absolutely. And our families.
We need to be advocates for our generation and for those who follow.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so I just wanted to bring that you know, that there's actually somebody who's going to discriminate against somebody who's pregnant
mm-hmm.
is also going to discriminate
right.
against somebody who has a disability and who's older. It's the same motivation.
And, you know, I want people to understand who's listening to our show. We're not beating up on guys, because when we were talking about age discrimination and harassment, this could be same-sex discrimination
well,
or harassment. It could be man versus man and man. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We've had, I'm sure you get clients who are men who have been discriminated or sexually harassed
by women.
Yes.
It could happen to anybody.
Once it's about power and the right. abuse of power. Mm-hmm. So when you have women in power, sometimes they act the same mm-hmm. as the men in power.
Right.
And it does take a lot of courage for even today for a man to claim they've been sexually harassed, whether it's same sex or heterosexual or whatever. But I am privileged to say that I do represent some of those mm-hmm. men. And I think it's a really difficult time because mm-hmm. there can also be people that bring claims that aren't true and it could ruin someone's life, mm-hmm. you know, or their job, their
yes,
career.
Yes, true.
So it's really important. It's not easy to have a claim of sexual harassment.
Mm-mm.
And so people who are scared about this, you know, obviously everybody has had training at work because of a new law that's mandating it. But what I'm saying is that I represent people who have been falsely accused as well.
Mm, I see. Sure.
Because they are plaintiffs
yeah.
in that respect. But the point is, it hurts my soul because this issue is real. But anytime it's become front page news, there's going to be manipulations.
Mm. We're talking with Lindy Korn this morning, a fabulous local attorney who's done so much good here in Western New York. I want to give you her number. It's 856-KORN with a K, 856-KORN, or just simply go to lindykorn.com. We like to say when Lindy Korn listens, people talk, and it's so true. We're talking about a lot of the cases that you get. We're talking about sexual harassment, discrimination. These are real personal cases that you get, Lindy. They're not nameless, faceless cases, okay? And we were talking in our last segment that when people come to you, they come to you usually with a lot of courage because they want to see justice. They want to see things change for them because hopefully things will change for them and in an area, change for everyone.
Well, it's very hard to... It has been very hard to win. I think justice with a big J is largely illusory in this field of civil rights, of discrimination based on a protected class. However, there are lots of little, I call them little J's.
Little victories.
Little
mm-hmm.
justices, which may actually be the big J's. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's what, you know, I mean, we try to go for everything. But
sure.
I'm just saying that this is not... It's not easy to have these cases because many times the people who are witnesses or where the direct evidence lies, they don't want to speak up or they've been promised something if they don't speak up in so many ways. It's
Boy,
indirect,
yeah.
okay? But the point is, all of a sudden, the person who you thought would support your story or, you know, be willing to write an affidavit mm-hmm. or something, they're silent. Because they're protecting themselves. The fear of retaliation will silence the people you need to prove your case.
And I would like to let everyone know out there, too, that the wheels of justice are turning slowly, but they turn. There was a time where you didn't come forward if you were raped, even if you had all the evidence in the world, because you knew you weren't going to win. That's changing.
Well,
things are changing.
They are changing, and in fact, there has been... changes to the law that are favorable
mm-hmm.
to employees most recently on the state level. But, you know, you brought up an interesting point, and that is we could talk for hours on how difficult it is to complain.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, people think because there's a hotline or there's a handbook that tells you who to complain to that takes care of it.
Mm.
That is a part of it,
mm-hmm.
that there's a policy and a procedure.
Right.
However, it doesn't deal. These people who have been discriminated against and are facing it, they can't sleep. They're up all night. They have secrets from their spouses, their friends, their partners. Maybe they talk to their dogs or horses or, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
they feel more comfortable talking to an animal even, you know. I mean, these people are anxious. Many people that I see eat too little, eat too much, sleep too little, sleep too much, have parts of PTSD, have general anxiety disorder, have TMJ,
right.
The chewing, right. Grinding, or they have stomach issues, or they had other conditions that were at bay, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. they become exacerbated, and I'm no doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people tell me.
Yes.
So there's a health story to the discrimination story.
Yeah, and you know, that really should make everybody stop and think when you're thinking of someone, what is causing this? You don't know how much of this is affecting their life, their whole life. So don't judge. Don't judge. Try to understand where people are coming from and wonder what the big picture is behind this that's causing that to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, really, it's how difficult it is to complain.
Yep.
And that seems like a simple topic. But there's, if you look at it from a physical point of view, from an emotional mm-hmm. point of view, then from, you know, the factual point of view, and then, you know, from information that may not even be good information that you're getting from somebody. You know, the whole piece is in what makes a great case is when you can establish a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't happen to just one person.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
And it doesn't just happen
but
overnight.
Establishing that pattern is very difficult. And I'd also like to say many mm-hmm. people and certainly, I think in my generation, we're brought up where you don't really go speak to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to a therapist. That's for people who are crazy,
right.
Whatever that means.
That's right.
And you keep it to yourself, okay? That is the worst
right.
way
think
to get through this
it.
World,
right.
You know? So people people really need to get help. And it can't be a family member.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a religious leader. I mean, you can certainly talk mm-hmm. to those people. But the point is, you need somebody who's trained to listen and who's objective and not part of your core.
And you know who is? Lindy Korn. Local attorney, Lindy Korn, 856-KORN. All right? You can go to lindykorn.com if you need her. She's an empathetic, brilliant person who possibly will be in your corner and can help you with this when no one else can. All right? When Lindy Korn listens, people talk. I'm Linda Pellegrino. We hope you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced RedShirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
morning, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, a fun and educational radio show devoted to our active senior community. I'm Linda Pellegrino, always happy to be here with you because we really are able to pass on some incredible news because we have incredible companies here in Western New York who are just working on your behalf. And so it's a pleasure to be able to bring their news to you. The group I'm working with this morning is the Clarity Group. They bring clarity to Medicare. It can be such a big monster, you know, in the room. But, you know, when you talk to these women and the other 15 agents that are everywhere, it seems, in Western New York, you can find your answers because these folks can talk to you about local companies, national companies. But the bottom line is, it's what do you need? Even when it comes to your spouse, you might have different medical needs than your spouse does. Well, guess what? Medicare is individual. You can have two different companies, and it's not any more complicated for you. These ladies make it very, very easy to walk through this and get the very best coverage. Karen Olson is with us. I'm sure you've seen these ladies out in the community. She's the one of the VPs. Sally Steyer is the president of the Clarity Group. She joins us this morning. Lisa Giancarlo, another vice president of the Clarity Group. And ladies, we had a lovely health fair the week early in March, but you're busy all the time. And as a matter of fact, if people are new to Medicare, you always have a Medicare 101 session every first and third Wednesday at your office at 5 o'clock. So you can feel free to pre-register, walk on in, and get the information you need. Lisa, if you're new to Medicare, this is for you. And also, we should remind everybody that we're talking about all Medicare-eligible consumers, not always seniors.
No, some people are turning 65 that are Medicare-eligible, and some people are not 65 due to a disability, and they receive Medicare after being disabled for 24 months. So people are just learning about their Medicare eligibility. Maybe they've just gotten the letter in the mail from the government saying, you've qualified now, and they're scrambling.
Right.
So call us at our phone number, and we can schedule an appointment. And that number is...
Oh, I've got that number.
Do you have it?
Yeah, 393-3437. That's 393-3437.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. We'll schedule an appointment. We'll get you through all the minutiae of the Medicare maze. And we, you know, really help you decipher what's going to work best for you.
You're right.
We'll introduce you to the different companies and the plans that are out there, sort through it all, and we'll, you know, just ask you several questions. You know, you maybe review your list of providers, what hospitals you're interested in keeping in the loop, list of your medications, and we'll go over all that.
And Sally, you're not going to push one company over the other because that's not how this works. You get paid eventually by the company that will help supply the Medicare benefits to
right.
the client.
We
the
do.
Client does not pay you.
No, that doesn't cost the client anything to talk to us. We'll meet with the client. It's a no cost, no obligation appointment. We will review everything, and then should they decide to enroll in a plan, we will be compensated by the company they chose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's we have no incentive to push someone to one company over another. We represent them all. Our goal is to find the best plan for them.
So once again, folks, if you're wondering about the Clarity Group, you do not change money with this group. They come in, they talk to you, you give them the best information about what their needs are and what's available to them. They go ahead and sign up, and then whichever that company is reimburses you, not the client. So folks, again, like they said, like I said, they have no skin in the game. You can be sure you're getting an honest opinion about what, you know, what might be best for you.
And most importantly, we are educating them
yes.
on Medicare. It's very important that you understand as a consumer what Medicare is and what it means to you and how it works for you.
You know, Lisa, it occurs to me that this would be great for a business where if they have people starting to become of this age or they have Medicare eligible workers, you could come into the business and talk to their staff.
Yes, we have been doing that more so in the last year. And a lot of businesses love the fact that we can come in, we do a full presentation for the retirees, or if they're, you know, anyone age 65, we've been doing a yearly review for them to see what's better suiting their needs, if it's best if they jump off of the group plan and go on to a Medicare Advantage plan and things of that nature. So it is quite important that businesses take advantage of our services because
oh,
we're
yes.
there to help them
right.
and the consumer.
And sometimes the employee is just looking for information because their parent is on Medicare or their grandparent, and they've always been helping, you know, as an advocate, you know, helping their family member. So we'll sometimes go into a business and just sit in the lunchroom, and they can just pop in and ask us questions and go through things, and we're all, you know, we're there just to help them.
And they don't have to make a decision then either. They can make a follow-up appointment, come in, sit down, work it out from A to Z, and you know what's nice? You'll even go out to them. I mean, obviously you do that in the community as it is, but if need be and they feel more comfortable in their home, you'll meet them at their house.
Yes, we do that, and with the businesses, they have shifts, so sometimes they have an early morning, a midnight shift or whatever, and they need someone to come in and meet with their clients at that time, so we try to accommodate everything for everyone.
Sally, how soon before someone is ready for Medicare should they start getting this information?
Well, you can never start too soon, but a lot of people will start gathering information maybe about 6 months prior. But if it's coming up sooner than that, you're not too late. So a lot of people like to just gather the information. If they do need to apply to Medicare through the government, that process can sometimes take a little while. So they want to get that process started. So it doesn't hurt to call us too soon. They can actually start enrolling in plans. They have what they call an initial enrollment period that coincides with when they become eligible for Medicare, where they can choose what plan they want to get into up to 3 months before the month they're eligible, the month they're actually eligible, and another 3 months after.
I see.
So they have this time period that the government has allowed where they can choose a plan to coincide with their new to Medicare date.
And Karen, that would be great because then they would know for sure this is the day these benefits start. They're very clear on that.
That's correct. So, and then oftentimes if they are with an employer plan, they'll want to coordinate that coverage ending and this starting, their Medicare plan.
You know, I learn about this all the time. And the fact is, because things change, you have a Medicare 101 session. It's kind of a seminar every first and third Wednesday of the month at 5 o'clock, and I bet lots of people come on in because they're just adding to their knowledge of what they need to know about this. It's the Medicare 101 sessions every first and third Wednesdays at 5 o'clock at your home office right there at 5334 Transit Road in Depew. And you know, you don't even need an appointment, but it would be nice to register just so they know you're coming. And remember, their home office number is 393-3437, 393-3437, or just log on and find out more through claritygroupny.com. They've got a quarterly newsletter. It becomes a nice relationship with you and the client once they meet you and once they move through this this Medicare decision. And I think that's really nice. You just don't shut the door and say, well, see you in a year. No, it's an ongoing, active, you know, a conversation. So the client always understands where they are, their needs are being met, and if a change needs to be made, you can help with them with that.
Right. And one way that we stay in touch with our membership and the consumer population is through our newsletter. So even if you're not a member of, you know, the Clarity Group and we haven't helped you in the past and you want to be on our mailing list, just give us a call and give us the permission to include your email address on there. And then you can just follow us on our website or through the newsletter. We're going to be posting, you know, various events on the newsletter, recipes or little fun facts you need to know about Medicare and things like that.
And don't be surprised if you run into a Clarity Group out in the public, because they're always out visiting at senior centers and apartment complexes, and they're there to answer your questions. The Clarity Group, there's no other when it comes to your choices and Medicare. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Find out more through claritygroupny.com. Call them at 393-3437 and certainly learn more through seniorradiobuffalo.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.